Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Bimbo News with your hosts, Allie Siegel, Melissa Stecky.
Hello, and welcome to Web Crawlers Bimbo News. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
This is a podcast where we'll cover everything, from viral news stories to pop culture to things that we watched on TV during the week. We have a Patreon. Our true crime episodes are now only available at patreon.com/webcrawlers for $5 a month. You'll get like 2 to 3 true crime episodes a month. Also, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and subscribe, download our episodes, and call into our hotline and leave a voicemail if you'd like to be on our mailbag episode. Let us know what your resolutions are or goals are for 2024.
Oh, that's nice.
What do you want to leave in the past? What do you want to bring into the future?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you're starting in 2024 that you're excited about? Let us know. Yeah. Our number is
626-63-42069. Nice.
Melissa, who are our patrons this week?
We've got Mel H, which is not me, Melissa, Helissa.
Helissa Stetton.
Brianna S, Alexa S, Bucket M.
Oh my God. After we say all these things, I have to talk about Bucket for a second.
Katie C and Frederick G.
Hello, Frederick. Do you remember Mr. Bucket?
Yes.
Mr. Bucket. Put the balls in my mouth, Mr. Bucket. Then I'll spit them right out, Mr. Bucket.
Did you send me a video of that recently, or is that?
Yes. No, I did. I like think about God, it all the time.
I've been singing that to Ripley like the past few days. I'm like, why is that in my head? And
oh
then
my
you
God,
just
really?
Said it.
Yeah. No, I'm like obsessed with Mr. Bucket. I think it's so weird.
Balls pop out of my mouth.
Buckets of fun. Yeah. It was so deranged that was like a thing for us. Like, put your balls in my mouth. Who thought that's crazy?
Put your balls in my mouth.
Put your balls in my mouth.
Is that what he says?
Yeah, I think
no balls pop out of my mouth.
Yeah, but first you got to put them in.
You put them in the top of the bucket, right?
Yeah, first you got to put your balls in his mouth. So speaking of which, let's get into entertainment news. This you told me about, and it's crazy.
Oh my God! So we got an email and a DM. We got an email from Ashley, and then a DM from Nicole. On, I think it was Friday, they sent this email. Turns out Amanda Bynes, podcast co-host, may be a lying con artist.
I knew that. Like, I mean, I didn't know that, but that's why I was like, look at his Instagram.
You got a weird vibe from him. This is from a woman on TikTok claimed to be his former roommate. Her name is Everybody Hates X Tina. on TikTok. Her name is Scarlett Rae Summers. She used to be Paul Siminski's cat and dog sitter while he would go out of town for over 7 years when they were roommates.
Oh, God.
And she said in the video that Paul had sacrificed and unalived her dog to a blood moon type of ritual. And she was like really upset in this video.
Well, yeah, and, you think?
And he said he deleted the footage and he lied about it.
He should be in jail. That's like horrific.
And she said he's lied about being a scientist. He's been on disability for 4 years because his father is a lawyer. And she had a dog with her in her video. And she's like, this dog Paul bought and then he abandoned when he moved out. So I have this dog now.
Yeah, he has red flags all over. When I mean, also, I think being in Amanda Bynes' immediate circle, it's like when Lindsay Lohan was in really bad shape and everyone in her entourage, you're like, they aren't good news.
Yeah, they're not good for you. They're just kind of, they're yes
hangers
men.
On.
Yeah. Yeah.
So scary stuff. We'll not be listening to that podcast.
I think there's an episode out. I haven't listened. I read some reviews and some people were like that Amanda was not speaking a lot. It was mostly Paul doing these interviews.
Yeah, well, he's probably like a sociopathic narcissist, crazy person. Yeah.
So that's alleged. That's alleged.
Allegedly.
TikTok allegedly. Lady.
Yeah, allegedly. But even if that's allegedly going around about you, you're my number one enemy. So
yeah, that's not a good, that's a red flags.
Red flags. Yeah. Then some sad news.
Yes, but also okay news. Kate Micucci posted TikTok. She had lung cancer.
She
said she caught it early and got it removed. She didn't need chemo or anything.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, that's shocking.
That's, crazy. Scary.
Beloved Kate Micucci of Garfunkel and Oates.
Yeah, I've only met her once. I used to work at
the gallery.
Gallery. Yeah, Gallery 1988. And she used to have art shows there and all the proceeds would go to charity. She wouldn't keep a drop of the money.
They really?
Would just all go, yeah, all the proceeds. I can't remember what charity it was, but there were
nice
art
lady.
Shows. Yeah, and she was just really sweet, really
I
nice.
Was in an improv class with her like 15 years ago.
Yes,
like
and?
Before she was, yes, and before she was like Garfunkel and Oates, like when she was
oh my
just
God.
Starting out. Yeah.
That's
and
crazy.
She was by far the funniest one in the class. I was like, oh she's,
sure.
She's hilarious.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm glad that she's doing okay.
Yeah.
That's very scary.
I think she has a baby. She's had a baby a couple of years ago.
Oh, really?
Also, I know she met her husband on Raya.
Shut the front door.
So I was like, I wonder if anyone else has met their spouse on Raya other than me and Martin. And she did.
I think a lot of people have, actually. Yeah, I think I know of like a few people who have, or who I assume have.
Yes.
You know who I think have met on Raya is Lily Allen, the musician.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy from Stranger Things.
Wait, which guy from Stranger Things?
David. He plays Eleven's. He plays like the sheriff and like the one who's taking care of
David
Eleven.
Oh, David Harbour?
Yeah, they're married. And I'm convinced they met on Raya.
That's
how
such
else
a
would...
strange pairing.
Yeah, because I know Lily Allen was on Raya. And I'm convinced
he seemed like someone who would be on Raya.
Yeah. And I'm like, how else would their paths have crossed? I'm just
That's
convinced.
Funny.
There's so many celebrity couples where I'm like, I know that you guys met on Raya. Like,
yes,
because be
how else
here.
Would their paths
yeah.
cross? That's funny.
Yeah.
That's a funny
I'm like,
guessing game.
I know you guys are both celebs, but like,
where did
I,
you meet?
It's
Raya?
Just too far estranged.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of celebs, Taylor Swift had her birthday party. And
someone commented on our Patreon, was like, why is Taylor Swift in every episode of Bimbo News?
I'm really sorry, guys.
I'm
so sorry.
She's in the news.
She's in the zeitgeist.
Yeah.
But what's craziest about this is someone was like, Taylor Swift had her birthday party at Sandra Bullock's invite-only lesbian bar.
And you're like, excuse me?
What? But excuse me, the craziest thing about that is I tried to Google and there's nothing about this bar being owned or affiliated with Sandra Bullock.
It was just a tweet that said this.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's like a joke or
right.
What. So it's this place called The Box in Soho. So it says The Box is a cabaret nightclub at Walker Court in, oh wait, no, this isn't it. This is Soho, London. The Box is Simon Hammerstein on 10 years of titillating audiences and how his troupe of provocateurs will confront the new Trump era.
Huh? But Sandra Bullock is not.
I can't find anything about her being affiliated or it being a lesbian club.
And Sandra Bullock's not a lesbian, right?
She dated that bad guy who cheated on her. But then right. There's also, I was Googling about Sandra Bullock, and then there's a bunch of articles about her partying at lesbian bars and being at like the Abbey and stuff like that.
Right.
But also, I mean, if I was a female celebrity, I might go to those bars too, just so I wouldn't be harassed by men. So I don't know.
Like Google searches of her partying at the Abbey.
Yeah. But I mean, a lot of people do. So I don't know.
I don't know.
She has a child.
Sandy?
Yeah. I know she adopted a kid.
I love Sandy.
I love her.
She's amazing.
Yeah. She dated that horrible guy who like fucked her over. What was his name?
Oh, Jesse.
Jesse something. He was like a biker or something weird.
Wait, her longtime partner.
Jesse
Brian.
James.
Yes. Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
He's a biker guy.
Yeah, West Coast Choppers or something.
Wait, August this year, Sandra Bullock's longtime partner, Brian Randall, died at 57 after a private 3-year battle with ALS. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. That's so horrible.
In August.
Oh, that's so sad.
Oh,
poor Sandy.
Sandra.
Yeah, she seems just like a really sweet, normal.
She seems really cool.
She, I feel like, is what Jennifer Garner, like, wants to be or tries to be. I don't know. I just like have a weird thing about Jennifer Garner. I don't know why.
She owns Once Upon a Farm.
I know you like her baby food.
I love her baby food.
Yeah,
I love her baby
she's just
food.
A little too much for me somehow. I don't know what it is. But anyways, she had this birthday party, 34th birthday, December 13th. Blake Lively, Miles Teller, Zoe Kravitz, Gigi Hadid.
Damn.
Her boyfriend Travis Kelce was absent. He had a football game.
Football. Wasn't she showing off a new ring or something?
Yeah, and people suspect that Travis gave it to her. So
it's not an engagement ring. It was just like a nice,
it's just some bling
nice ring.
She had a cake from Milk Bar, which I feel like is kind of deranged.
Why is that deranged?
I don't know. Have like Sweet Lady Jane or something.
Is there a Sweet Lady Jane in New York?
You fly it in. You're Taylor
you fly
Swift.
It
fly
in.
It in.
You know, I told you our wedding cake was Sweet Lady Jane triple berry cake.
Of course.
Had to keep that thing cold to
yeah,
drive it up to Los Olivos.
It's the best cake in the world. I don't know. Like cake, I don't know. I just don't.
I like milk. I like Milk Bar.
I do, but for a birthday cake, I don't know. It just seems...
It's interesting. It's kind of like
very
a...
sweet. It's just, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, it's very... They're very sugary.
They're very sugary. So, I don't know. Well, good for her. Happy birthday.
I do love the birthday cake they have is really good. They have a chocolate birthday cake.
Oh,
you can
I
get
haven't
slices
had that
of
before.
It. It's my favorite thing from
oh,
them.
Oh, interesting. So I'm not like a chocolate cake person, so I haven't had that.
Oh, my God.
They have a strawberry like cornbread cake seasonally. Ooh. That's really good. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Mayim Bialik, is that how you pronounce her name?
Bialik?
I've never liked her. Blossom. She was fired from Jeopardy. She hasn't said why, but she's been very vocal about politics and things like that. So I don't know if that's the cause.
Well, she was not a great host. I watched.
Well, that's what I think. I never liked her as a host.
She was not a great host. Ken Jennings is perfect. He's so good.
Yes. I think she's like not engaging. She's not charming.
Yeah, that was the thing. She wasn't really like. she wasn't really natural with the contestants in the way Ken Jennings and Alex Trebek were.
No,
and she did this thing where she paused too long when someone answered, and it drove people crazy.
Yeah.
And it made the game awkward. Not because, you know, paced. You only have a certain amount of time for the clues, and it would cause not all the clues to be solved because she would take forever to answer.
Chaos. So people are like saying that it's because of her political views, but I think it's because she was
political views.
Well, she's just very pro-Israel. Was she a rabbi? I don't know, but she's very conservative.
Yes, I've heard that.
I am like, I don't think it has anything to do with her political views. I think she's just a bad host.
Yeah, she wasn't great. She was
not very likable.
Yeah,
and
Ken Jennings
was
great.
So awkward on Celebrity Jeopardy. Did you see her on?
Yes.
Sure. Her vibe on Celebrity Jeopardy was like so cringe that it was just really embarrassing. She was almost like condescending to some of the celebrities.
Oh no.
But then would fan out at any celebrity who was like on Star Trek. It was just really
I watched a couple episodes. It was it just didn't seem right. It just didn't seem like a good fit.
Yeah, and she's like kind of weird to women. I don't know. It was just very weird. One thing that is great and cool. So I was I put on Barbie for a second. Well, I was looking on
Max
for things to watch, and I saw it said Barbie with ASL, and I was like, said to my boyfriend, put this on for 1 second because I just want to see what this is. I haven't ever seen anything like this. And it was the Barbie movie, and then in the bottom like right corner is an ASL interpreter doing like American Sign Language for the entire movie. Really crazy. So it is a woman named Leila Hanouami. Apologies if I am mispronouncing it. And she says, younger kids who watch Barbie will appreciate Hanouami since they can't process captions as quickly. But she says it's important because captions alone don't fully capture nuances and context. So I actually saw this in a video the other day. There is a deaf contestant on, what's that stupid ass reality show that
Great
we
British
love?
Bake Off?
No, it's the one that we always say I should go on. The name is like escaping.
Oh, Claim to
Circle.
Fame?
No, the Circle. The Circle. So there is a deaf contestant on The Circle, and she released a video the other day about doing ASL for songs. And she's like, you don't sign like the lyrics verbatim. What American Sign Language is, it's like the interpretation of the word. And it's like the feeling you get from the word. So like in art or music or things like that, usually the exact word that you're using is kind of like a metaphor for something else, you know? So you don't sign the exact word. You sign like what the word means in that context. And captions don't always capture that. So that's where ASL can come in as something important. So she says, as a deaf person, the ASL interpreter says this, as a deaf person, it still isn't as natural. It still isn't a natural language. 90% of deaf kids are born to hearing parents, and many of them never have access to sign languages at all. This is language deprivation, and it's a serious issue in our community. Being able to provide ASL access is a way to just level the playing field and allow a deaf viewer to access the movie with cultural conceptions that we are able to understand in a more neutral way. So I thought that was really interesting. Yeah, I've never seen that before in a movie. If you guys have, let us know. And I wonder if that's going to be something that starts happening in movies.
Yeah, that should be an option.
Yeah. And I thought it was interesting. I mean, they should give people jobs for this. Like that should be a human doing that. But I was thinking, you know, like it would be interesting if they had like an AI of Barbie, like actually doing the ASL. but I prefer a human being doing it, obviously.
I prefer AI. I prefer, yeah.
You prefer our robot overlords.
I don't want to give anyone a job doing this.
No, I don't want to. Yeah. And then finally, for entertainment, Kat Dennings and Andrew WK got married apparently in a private ceremony.
Yes. I like both of them.
Me too.
I think they have energy that complements one another.
Yeah, they're fun.
Seem very fun.
And you can revisit an old episode we did on Andrew WK. There were conspiracy theories that he's like not real, or he's like multiple people.
He
or
was
something.
Multiple people is the conspiracy.
Something so deranged. And he had retweeted it and then unretweeted the episode. But to that episode. Yeah, we caught it on his page when he retweeted it, but then he deleted the retweet. But listen to that episode if you're interested.
Mm-hmm.
Next, this week in crazy.
Oh, boy.
I love this. Australian woman charged with stealing a van carrying 10,000 donuts.
Wow.
Yeah, she stole a delivery van packed with 10,000 Krispy Kreme donuts.
Wow.
Yeah, the police found the vehicle abandoned a week later, surprisingly, along with thousands of spoiled donuts.
Oh.
At a car park.
What a waste.
Yeah, I don't know why she didn't take all those donuts.
Oh, no.
I know, but legitimately, after I read this, I DoorDashed 4 donuts to my house.
Donuts.
I started, I don't know why.
Donuts. It's true. You sent us a picture.
I started craving donuts, and I had to get some to my house.
Why did she steal the van? She didn't know that there were donuts in it. She was just stealing a car.
I think she was just stealing a car, and then it happened to have donuts in it. But,
I mean, what a great surprise.
Yeah, but she didn't appreciate it as she should, it seems.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah, I guess she just wanted to get from one place to another. Okay. Speaking of holes, Pornhub has revealed its searches for 2023. It's the most popular search for each state.
These are always fun. I love these.
They're always disgusting.
I know, right?
Yeah, they're very like revealing.
What's California?
Asian stepmom.
Whoa. Asian stepmom.
I know. Whoa. Utah is Mormon, which is funny.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Michigan is bondage.
Oh my God. Okay. Arkansas is ass to mouth. Mississippi
Texas?
Is furry. Oh God.
Texas is creamy?
I don't even know what that means.
Oh, Wyoming. Goth. Hell yeah, Wyoming.
That's cool. That's sick. Iowa cartoon porn.
Cartoon porn. Why is Pennsylvania big boobies?
It's like 13-year-olds, like big boobies.
Big boobies.
Ohio small dick.
What?
Why are they searching small dick?
Are these real?
Yeah.
This is strange. Nebraska is rub.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Wait, why is Nevada's search is Vegas? You looking for Vegas porn? What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Idaho.
I bet you it's people like trying to search for like escorts accidentally or something and don't realize
probably.
What they're looking at.
That's probably what it is. Idaho.
Washington.
Dildo ride. Okay, Idaho. Minnesota's tickling?
We should get David Ferrier on that. New York body swap.
Body swap?
What does that
swap?
Mean? I'm afraid to Google.
Body swap? Connecticut.
I want to know what that
vagina.
Is. Double vagina. Does that mean like double penetration?
Probably.
But that many people call it double vagina?
It's like when you're doing Google search, you don't put in like the it.
Yeah. I feel
double
like
vagina.
40-year-old virgin right now.
Femdom is Colorado.
I like that Washington is sensual sex.
Sensual sex. Oregon is nudist.
Alabama is, it's blurred out, but then the second word is myself. What do you think that is? Like, fuck myself? Like, finger myself?
I think
myself?
So. Finger fucking finger? South Carolina. High heels. What?
This is crazy.
Virginia smoking. What? I don't, this is weird.
I, listen.
Alaska sex doll. I get it.
I get it.
There's way more men than there are women in Alaska.
Yeah. Hawaiian is just Hawaiian.
Well, Asian if you guys, stepmom. Wow. Yeah,
it makes sense to me.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, if you guys have any, if you guys can explain what some of these terms are to us, those are going to be some pretty gross voicemails.
Missouri transformation.
I don't know what that means either.
Is that people searching for trans?
Trans? I think so, maybe. And maybe their Google search just fills in the
fills
word.
Fills in. Transformation. Wait, Kentucky's bouncing boobs.
Yeah, everything's like boobies.
Kentucky's
it's like these are like
fun.
13-year-old boys who are searching
nip
things.
Yeah, nip slip in West Virginia? Come on.
Yeah, how many people are like, that's their thing? Nip slip?
Nip slip. Arizona's car sex. It's too hot in Arizona to do car sex.
That's probably why they want to see it. They're like, I've never done this before. I'm dying to see what it's like.
It's too hot here.
What was the one that I didn't know what it was? I want someone to
BDSM.
Yeah.
Montana.
What is this?
Buddhism?
What is Buddhism?
Buddhism.
New Jersey is Turkish.
Turkish? Oh, like Turkish ladies
people?
And men? New Hampshire's pierced. Wow. Maryland glory hole. Damn,
there you
Maryland.
Go. Well, guys, if you have any information on any of this, please. What's your top search term? We would love to know.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Unrelated. Well, I guess, you know, based on algorithms, Melissa, what's this next
based
story
on,
about?
Speaking of algorithms, Mark Zuckerberg is building this secret compound in Hawaii. Have you read about this?
No.
So he's been buying up land on Kauai since 2014 to build this property called Kulau Ranch. And it's 1,400 acres that he owns on Kauai, and it costs more than $270 million, and it's one of the most expensive properties in the world.
Jesus
so it's
Christ.
Surrounded by 6-foot stone walls, and everyone who's working there, all the workers at construction, they all have to sign NDAs.
This is like murder at the end of the world, except
yes.
in Hawaii.
So this compound, it has two large mansions, are like in the middle. And then it's surrounded by like more than a dozen buildings. There's 30 bedrooms total, 30 bathrooms. There's elevators, offices, conference rooms, industrial-sized kitchens, gyms, pool, sauna, tennis court. There's 11 tree houses connected by rope bridges. So people can like go to one building from the next in the trees.
Weird.
Yeah. And there's underground tunnels and bunkers. There's a 5,000 square foot bunker underground.
What does he know that we don't?
Exactly. And there's cameras everywhere. There's secret doors like built into
this
stuff
is weird,
in the house.
Man.
There's the door in the underground shelter is constructed out of metal and filled with concrete, like bomb shelter style. It's self-sufficient. So there's a water tank with like a pump system. There's an entire farm,
it's like
an agricultural area. So it's like self-sustainable.
Like
yeah. It's what does he know? What
yeah.
does he know?
Something's going to happen. And he's like, I'm setting up
yeah.
for it.
And of course, the locals are not thrilled with him like disrupting
yeah.
the community and the environment. They've signed petitions, but like he started
he better be donating a lot of money back into Kauai.
I believe he is, but like it's still Ugh. Not enough when you're just taking land. Like
all
give
the land.
Yeah.
yeah.
But
oh, Jesus, that's fucking weird. That scares
yeah.
me, actually.
Yeah. What is he? He knows. He knows
yeah,
something.
What does he know?
Another crazy story. Did you hear about
this? I'm excited. Okay, yes, but I don't understand what happened. I saw the tweets about it, but I don't know the actual... I saw the jokes, but I don't
yes.
know about the actual event, so I'm excited to hear about
it. I saw the jokes as well. So, okay, last week, a video came out of two men having sex in a Senate hearing room in Washington.
That should be the Washington Pornhub search number one.
Right? Senate hearing room sex.
Yeah.
And a Senate staffer was fired after being accused of filming himself having sex in the congressional hearing room.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It
That's
was,
crazy.
The staffer was named on social media as Aiden Mace Zerobsky, who's 24. He was an aide of Democratic Senator Ben Cardin, and he was fired. But he also posted on LinkedIn, he said, "This has been a difficult time for me as I have been attacked for who I love to pursue a political agenda. While some of my actions in the past have shown poor judgment, I love my job and would never disrespect my workplace. Any attempts to characterize my actions otherwise are fabricated, and I will be exploring what legal options are available to me in these matters." So he's claiming that it is not him, but he got fired.
That's confusing. I mean, I see a video, right? Or a picture of like someone's naked
yes.
in the Senate room.
Yes. Yes. And I guess they're claiming he's fired because it was like he's gay, I guess. But I don't know the rules on having sex in the Senate hearing.
Well, someone's someone's fired for fucking. I don't think that they're
going
to be fired for being gay.
Yeah, I don't know that matters.
No, if it was straight fucking, you'd be fired too.
Yeah, that seems like you can't. That's against the rules.
Yeah, you can't have
you
sex
can't
in the workplace. That's that's public sex. You can't do that.
Yeah, you can't do that. I mean, there was no one else in this hearing room. It was those two guys.
I mean, we had a president get impeached for that. So, I mean, you can't.
Right.
You can't
right.
have sex in a public workplace, whether or not there's other people there.
Imagine, like, I don't know which room it was. It was a giant room where they have hearings. Like, who has to sit like in the place where they were having sex?
Yeah, I mean,
like,
it's the hearing room. It's like what we see on TV. That's
yeah,
crazy.
It is crazy.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I'm interested to see that unfold.
Right.
Unrelated. True Crime Corner. Give you a little taste of true crime. Natalia Grace. We've done an episode on her. We might have done a few episodes, actually. There have been several docs on her. She was the Ukrainian orphan accused of being a child just because she was a little person.
Accused of being an adult.
Oh, excuse me. Accused of being an adult. And accused of trying to, like, kill her adoptive parents and all this sort of weird stuff.
Yeah.
There is a new series coming out. I believe it starts on January 1st, where she tells her side of the story. She tells her side of the story. It's called The Curious Case of Natalia Grace. Natalia Speaks.
Yeah, because there was that original documentary that came out that, I mean, it showed her adoptive parents are bananas.
Yeah, they're insane.
The dad is nuts and is clearly lying. Like, she clearly is the age that she says she is. Like, doctors have confirmed, like, her bone growth, her teeth, like
her birth certificate. Like, there's nothing that
And they, like, abandoned her when she was, like, 11 years old to live by herself.
Yeah,
like,
live by herself.
Crazy.
Right. So that the 6-part docuseries, 6 parts, maybe a little too long.
Wait, 6 including what we've already seen?
No, this is new, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 6-part docuseries will debut on January 1st on ID.
That's
I think this is going to be one of those things where we're like, could be one. Could be one to three.
Yeah.
But
it could always be 1 to 3.
Yeah, unless it's Love Has Won. Yeah, give me six parts on Love Has Won.
Yeah.
And maybe
six
one
part?
To three
like,
parts on
more?
Natalia Grace.
We've
I don't
seen?
Know.
I mean, I'll watch it. That's the thing. I'll watch it.
Yeah, I'll watch it. Hopefully she drops some crazy info or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's coming out.
Team Natalia.
Yeah, Team Natalia for reals. But we'll watch that and we'll do a little recap of whatever it is that she talks about in that series.
Yes.
Food Finds.
Oh.
This I didn't know about. Have you heard about this new McDonald's?
Huh? No, what?
Yeah, so there's a new McDonald's called Cosmics.
Oh.
And it's a drive-through, and it's a space-themed spinoff.
Oh.
Nothing about it makes sense. So,
okay.
Cosmics, the new space-themed spinoff from McDonald's, opened its first location on December 8th in a suburb of Chicago.
Oh.
The drive-through-only concept offers a Starbucks meets Sonic menu featuring fruity and coffee-flavored slushes and drinks.
Okay.
I don't get it.
How is it related to McDonald's? It's just Cosmics?
It's owned by McDonald's.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's looking to... Cosmics is just one of the many ways McDonald's is looking to expand beyond its current 13,000 U.S. locations. Also, surprise, it's only 13,000 U.S. locations of McDonald's.
That's it?
I feel like it'd be like 13,000 in Los Angeles.
Yes, there's 13,000 McDonald's.
Yeah.
It's mostly drinks.
Menu items. Sour cherry energy burst with boba. Chai frappe burst. Oh, they have snacks. Spicy queso sandwich, pretzel bites, McPops, aka donuts. This is like the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, there's a picture of the menu. Bite, soft serve, weird, brews.
I don't even
it's mostly
know.
Beverages.
This looks like the like end portion of like the Jack in the Box menu.
Right.
You know where like it's only the bites and the desserts and the drinks, but everything else isn't on there.
Weird.
Turmeric spice
serve,
latte.
Savory hash browns.
Ooh, s'mores cold brew.
Spicy queso sandwich. Creamy avocado tomatillo sandwich. Oh, egg McMuffin, bacon McMuffin, sausage sausage McMuffin.
Oh, so they have the McMuffins.
Weird.
I don't know about this. If you've been here, let us know.
Right, in Chicago. Oh, Oreo McFlurry, M&M McFlurry.
Yeah, it's funny. That's bizarre.
Interested.
Yeah, I'm curious about it. I just don't know how well it's going to go off.
Said, went on Saturday and waited forever. Tried the pomegranate hibiscus slush with boba. It was delicious. Husband had the island pick-me-up and blueberry ginger boost. He liked both of them. Both specialty sandwiches are pretty good for being McDonald's. Cookies were delicious. McPops are delicious. I personally wouldn't go back anytime soon just because of how long it took, but it was a fun thing to try.
All right.
Okay.
Let us know if you've tried it. Some restaurants are opening, some are closing. Boston Market has filed for bankruptcy.
Oh, no, not the Boston Market.
I know. Did we even have those in Los Angeles? I feel like I've been before, but I don't know.
I don't know that I've actually been to one.
I don't really know either, but sad news for them.
Where is Boston Market?
I feel like have they had in mac and cheese or something?
Yeah, I don't. Boston, it began in, well, obviously Massachusetts. Once had over 1,200 locations. Now there's less than 300.
Oh, geez. Oh, Newton, Massachusetts. That's where my family's from.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know that I've ever been. It was one in Colorado.
Oh, there is one in Los Angeles.
Connecticut, South Florida. Oh, yeah. I feel like I've seen
on Sepulveda. Like, yeah.
Yeah, on the way to the airport.
Yeah, I've seen this Boston Market.
Oh, I've seen it.
I mean, it looks good. There's some like mashed potatoes and corn. It's like Thanksgiving food, it looks like.
Yeah.
That is my favorite kind of food. Maybe I'll go before they close down. TV. I have started watching Fargo this season. I've never watched the series before. Have you watched it?
I have not, but Martin loves it.
Yeah, same with my boyfriend. Adam loves it. And so I've started watching this season, and it's really good.
And do you need to watch the previous seasons to understand?
No, they're all independent of one another, which is great for me.
Okay.
And I don't know if you guys have watched it, let us know how the other seasons are. But I'm really enjoying this season. And Juno Temple is in it from Ted Lasso, which I've never watched. But she's awesome. She's so good.
Yeah, I like her.
Yeah, she's the lead in this, and John Hamm is in it, plays the
cop.
Yeah, and it's really, really fun, really, really good. She plays like a real hard ass, and I really like it. So if you're looking for something to watch, this season of Fargo, I enjoy. I can't compare it to the other seasons because I haven't watched them, but independently, I really like it. Yeah. You watch some movies per usual.
I watched Poor Things.
I'm so curious about that. How was it?
So this is a movie by Yorgos Lanthimos. And he directed one of my favorite movies called Dogtooth.
Oh.
And he also did The Lobster. And he makes weird movies. And this is another one of his movies with Emma Stone and Mark Ruffalo is in it, and Rami Malek, and what's the other guy's name? You know, he's in a...
I've only ever seen Mark Ruffalo clips.
Willem Dafoe.
Oh, he's in it too? Love Willem Dafoe.
Yes, they're amazing.
He lives on a farm, you know.
Willem Dafoe lives on a farm?
Yeah, like in Rome, outside of Rome or something, with lots of animals.
He seems like he has a great life.
Yeah.
Like, he seems just like a crazy, weird dude.
I heard him on an interview on Smartless, my favorite podcast.
Oh, yeah. This movie is... it's so weird. I loved it. I gave it 5 stars.
What is the premise even?
So it's this crazy scientist guy, Willem Dafoe, who creates a human person. I won't say how, because it's kind of a spoiler, but this Emma Stone is a person. Okay. who she has the brain of a baby in her head, but then she, you know, eventually learns and becomes like an adult, but it's like her body the whole time.
Yeah.
And she just starts learning and wants to flee the nest and go out and explore the world. And she does that. And she gets herself into all sorts of crazy situations. She goes on these adventures.
I love that.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, it's very straight. In a way, it's like a, I was like, this is like a weird Barbie-esque movie.
It's kind of like, from what I've seen, like it seems like Alice in Wonderland-ish, kind
yes. of. Yes, 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 yes. That vibe. It's so weird, but I was entertained the whole time.
I definitely want to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks very, very good. I watched a dance scene this morning between Emma Stone and
Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
Mark Ruffalo like, the making of is hilarious in it.
The director, you said his name, but I can't remember.
Yorgos Lanthimos.
Yeah, he was like, Mark Ruffalo's character is not a good dancer in the movie, which is convenient because Mark Ruffalo is also not a good dancer in real life.
Yeah, no, I would say, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
Emma Stone is, she's become my favorite actress.
She's great. Like
she's incredible. She's
really
best.
Great. Yeah.
And then I also saw American Fiction.
That looks great. What a great cast on that.
Oh my God. Jeffrey Wright from, he's in Westworld.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He's amazing. Sterling K. Brown, who is always amazing. Issa Rae's in it. And it's, I liked it. Okay. It was very, there were very funny parts in it. Like really, yeah. It was really, really, really funny. It was a little slow, but it's about this guy who, he's an author and his books are just not super popular.
Yeah.
And he decides to write a book from the point of view of a guy who's like from the hood and like gangster, but like he's not at all. That's not how he grew up. And so he like gets like a fake name and writes this book and it gets popular. And
oh, that's funny.
It's about that. Yeah. It's about that. But it's,
it
I
looks,
liked
I haven't seen it. Yeah. It looks, the cast certainly is great.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fun.
I see that under books, you just have Goodreads, which is not a book.
It's not a book. It's an app. And I was just wondering if, is anyone else on Goodreads?
Is that where you like rate?
You keep track of your books, what you're reading. I can see like what I've only have like, I think I only have like two or three friends on there that I'm
it's
following.
It's like Letterboxd for books.
Yes.
Right?
I can see what other people are reading. And if they rated it good, I'm like, oh, maybe I'll add it to my list. But if anyone else
download-
is on Goodreads.
I would get that app, but all my books would be like self-help books, and that's really embarrassing.
You don't have to log them. You don't have to.
I read no real books. It's all like journey to the heart.
Those are real books.
Yeah.
You know.
I'll think about it. If you guys are on it, let us know what your username or whatever is, so then Melissa, who actually reads, can add you on it. That's
mostly
one of my
audiobooks.
Goals, though. That's one of my goals for 2024 is to read more
stuff.
Well,
you can set goals on Goodreads. That's why I had it set to 20 books this year, and I'm only on, like, I think 12. So I'm
that's
like
still amazing, though.
But the past few weeks, I'm, like, just getting through books. It's mostly audiobooks. Yeah. That's easier for me to do.
Ripley's, like, in the corner, and you're like, honey, like, mommy's reading Britney's memoir.
I rarely have time to just, like, sit in bed and read. So
yeah,
I'm like,
not.
Oh, my audiobooks are, it's my
God,
shit.
How
in the
I
car.
I used to read. Like, what happened? I need to start walking and reading. That's what I need to do.
Yeah, walking and listening to audiobooks.
Yeah, I got it. Because that's also one of my goals is, like, walking more. Walking the Silver Lake Reservoir. I did it the other day. It was nice.
It's, what, 2 miles?
I don't know. I didn't
mile
track
and
it,
a half.
But it's a nice easy walk.
I used to try to run around that, and it's
rough. I don't run. I don't. I don't. My tits don't are too to big. To, my tits are too big to run. Sorry. To run. all right, guys. Well, that's it for this week. I am Allie. Tits are too big to run. Siegel.
I am Melissa. Audiobooks are my thing. Stetton.
please like, subscribe, join our Patreon, and that's all, folks. Bye.
Bye.
Bimbo News. Bimbo News. Bimbo News. Bimbo News. All the news you can handle. Bimbo News. So tune in to this channel. Bimbo News. Everything you want to know. Bimbo News. About recent news and TV shows. Bimbo News.
Powered by Acast.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.